Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say it's ad-grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Am I on the ear?
Well, what is going down, my friends? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? We are on the air. We're live on the air right now, streaming Red Dragons Radio here in Tucson, Arizona. It's season 16, episode 12, and tonight's show is titled This Is Your Applause. Now, it's been a couple weeks since we've done an episode. April 10th was our last episode. It was titled George! And that was, you know, we did Rampage. Actually saw Rampage a week early, so I was able to get that review out for you guys. Plus, we talked a couple other films like A Quiet Place and Blockers. Now, I didn't do an episode the weekend after that because the big release was Rampage and I had already reviewed it. So I decided to let that episode have some breathing room, let you guys get caught up, not overdo it with the saturation of episodes. And then last week, I had to go out of town for work. I went to lovely Branson, Missouri, and it's so beautiful out there, and had a nice, nice week out doing my day job. And but I was gone all week. I was out of town and then, you know, came back late Friday night, got to finally catch up with the family. And here we are. So that's, you know, it's been a busy couple weeks since that last episode, but I'm glad we were able to give some breathing room, let you guys get caught up, and then now we can just dive in and get completely ramped up for this week. We're going to go over the last couple weeks in entertainment news. I don't have any movie reviews for you because Rampage is the last movie I saw. I was going to try to sneak away this weekend and catch Super Troopers 2, but it's been getting really bad reviews, and it kind of bums me out. And plus, like I said, I was out of town all week, so I was really busy doing some stuff with the family. I did get to go out and see The Clairvoyants over the weekend. If you're like, who? The Clairvoyants are a really awesome couple that was on America's Got Talent, and they do a lot of mentalism. They can predict things, and they were just phenomenal. One of my favorite acts on this last season of America's Got Talent, and they came locally around to one of our arenas. And I was able to take the wife out for a nice little date night and see The Clairvoyants, and it was fantastic. So that's what I ended up doing instead of the movies this weekend. Nothing much else came out. This weekend, however, it's finally time. Avengers Infinity War, I am so stoked, hits theaters this Friday, April the 27th. I am going on the 27th, opening night in IMAX. And I'm so stoked. And then literally 24 hours later, I'll be watching it again with the family. I've already purchased double tickets. So Friday night with the boys, going to be checking it out in the big IMAX. And then Saturday, I'm going to just check it out in normal 2D with my wife and my daughter. And get to watch it again for the second viewing. So I got two viewings lined up for this weekend. So of course on our next episode, it's going to be all about Avengers Infinity War. We're going to have to do that spoiler review. Am I still on the air as well? We got to, right? We got to. But that's all next week. So what we got right now is basically 13 days worth of news to just get through. So strap on in, and we're going to breeze on through it like no tomorrow, all right? And get you caught up with all the latest and greatest in entertainment news, TV, and movies. So let's do it. Kicking things off, The Walking Dead showrunner says that the finale is going to be a conclusion of the first 8 episodes. So they're going to kind of try to do what Marvel's saying they're doing now and close the books on that initial run so they could start fresh. Obviously, it's because the ratings are dipping, so they're going to have to try something out here, right, to get people back into it. My boy The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, says that Black Adam could start filming in 2019. He's hoping that next year they could fit it in to start rocking that Black Adam solo movie. It's about damn time. I hope this is legit. There's really no reason that he shouldn't be in the Shazam movie. It kind of pisses me off that they broke this out to a separate film. But it's about time, man. The Rock was cast as Black Adam about 10 years ago, and we still don't have a movie. So let's get rocking, as far as I'm concerned, and get this thing going. We got, you know, I'm going to be talking about several articles, videos, different things like that that have come out for Avengers Infinity War. I won't get into any specifics because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but I want you to know that these articles and videos are up on our social media if you would like to dive in and see a little something, something. So we do have an article up with the Infinity War directors talking about the Russo brothers, talking about Thanos' motivations and his background in the film, so that's pretty cool. We have the first trailer for American Animals starring Evan Peters. It's a crime thriller movie. Look for that. The Russo brothers tease that a Secret Wars film could be in Phase 4, so that's really interesting. I know a lot of people are looking for Secret Wars, so that would be... it's kind of interesting to hear them even mention that word, right? Going back to Infinity War, man, it is outselling the last 7 Marvel movies combined in Fandango pre-sales. That is insane! Because you're talking about Black Panther, Thor Ragnarok, Spider-Man Homecoming, the whole 9. The last 7 films this movie is outpacing. I cannot wait to see how much damn money this movie makes this weekend. It is going to be phenomenal. If it's not the biggest opening weekend ever, I'll be shocked. Netflix has released a trailer for the 4-part documentary series, Bobby Kennedy for President. We have the first official trailer for Dude, starring Lucy Hale. It's coming to Netflix. It's a comedy. Sacha Baron Cohen, you know him as Borat. Very nice. He's going to star in a new Netflix limited series called The Spy. Ooh, but I like Sacha Baron Cohen, so that's cool. Jumanji has officially become Sony Pictures' highest grossing domestic release ever as it passed Spider-Man, 2002 Spider-Man. So that's crazy, man. Congratulations once again to The Rock, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan, Jack Black. Jumanji, the highest grossing Sony picture domestically. That is so fantastic. We have the first trailer for Dark Crimes starring Jim Carrey. I watched this trailer. I was not a fan. Let me just say that. Natalie Dormer will lead the way for Picnic at Hanging Rock, and that'll be coming to Amazon. Outcast Season 2 will premiere on Cinemax in July. Universal Pictures is going to adapt Warren Ellis's Injection for a new TV show. So lots of adaptations coming your way, man. We definitely got to keep eye on all these adaptations and all these books and everything. Jumanji 3, not officially greenlit, but The Rock did a video and he said, you know, that day that Jumanji broke the record for highest grossing film, he said the writers are already working on it, and if they come up with a really cool idea, everybody will come back. So that's pretty awesome right there. So it's kind of a no-brainer, man. Movie made way too much money not to do a sequel. We have the trailer for Hearts Beat Loud starring Nick Offerman and Kiersey Clemons. It's a new comedy movie coming out. Charlize Theron says that they are working on an Atomic Blonde sequel. It is in the works. I'm stoked. I liked Atomic Blonde. She was badass in it, and I would love to see another one for sure. Donnie Yen, congratulations, man, joining Disney's live-action Mulan. That is really, really cool. He's a great addition for that. John Krasinski, you know, he just made A Quiet Place, and this dude is just making a killing at the box office. His next directorial film will be the sci-fi thriller Life on Mars for Paramount Pictures. So he's already got his next picture lined up, and I guess he's not stepping away from that directing game. So congratulations to him picking that one up. We got a new Infinity War TV spot with Star-Lord and Thor. You can check that out if you're interested. Like I said, I'm not going to push you to it. I know some people want to go in as blind as they can be, Fred. We have the new Ocean's 8 trailer. And let me just say, I did not care for this trailer at all. It just did nothing for me. The first trailer I really dug. I do want to see the movie, but this new trailer, very blah. And once again, if you want to see my trailer reactions, I recommend once again to download the Stardust app. Trailer reactions, TV shows, movies. I have 30-second mini reviews and reactions on that app. Follow me at simply Don Mega, and you can check all of that out. Another Infinity War TV spot. This one's called The Battle Roll Call. So check that out. We have an article up with all the Easter eggs in all the Thor movies. So definitely check out that if you're interested. The Predator, they did a bunch of reshoots, and it said that basically it changed much of the third act. Keegan-Michael Key, who stars in the film, says that they reshot nearly the entire third act of the film. So that is insane. But hey, you know what? People get scared about this kind of stuff. If it makes the film better and they realize something and said, hey, we have an opportunity here, then why not, man? Why should we get bugged about them going back and reshooting something? So hopefully they did it to make it right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson gives an update on his Doc Savage movie that Shane Black was supposed to be making, and it unfortunately doesn't sound like it's moving forward anytime soon. It looks like there's a lot of issues in there, rights issues, studio issues, all kinds of stuff. The Rock says that him and Shane Black keep in contact. They keep updating each other with what's going on. Says that maybe one day they'll work on a different project together, but for right now, don't hold your breath for that Doc Savage one. A TV series set in the Jason Bourne universe is one of the four pilots that's being ordered over by the USA Network. The TV show is going to be titled Treadstone. So, pretty interesting. I think that could actually work as a TV show, so I'm down with that for sure. Another Avengers Infinity War spot, Black Order versus the Avengers. We got the new Incredibles 2 poster and the new trailer dropped, which is pretty awesome, so check that out. I'm very excited to officially announce that director David Leitch has signed on to direct the Fast and Furious spinoff starring Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham. Of course, David Leitch co-directed the first John Wick film, and he did Atomic Blonde, and he also is the one that just did Deadpool 2. So, great directorial pick here for the Rock and Jason Statham Fast and Furious spinoff. I love it. I think he's going to bring a great sense of action to the film, and I cannot wait to see this. David Leitch officially on board as director. I love it. ABC has set finale dates for Once Upon a Time, The Middle, Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, and more. So check that out if you're interested to know when those shows end. And some good news over on HBO, they have renewed Silicon Valley for a sixth season, and Bill Hader's new show, Barry, for a second season. I love Silicon Valley. It's one of the funniest shows on television right now, so I'm so glad it's coming back for a sixth season. And Bill Hader's show, Barry, I dig it. I do dig it. I don't love it, but it's a pretty cool show, and I'm glad to see that they're bringing it back for a second season. Martin Scorsese is bringing a SCTV comedy special over to Netflix, so that's pretty cool. We have the first trailer for Mary Shelley, which stars Elle Fanning, based obviously on the Frankenstein novel. Jet Li and Gong Li have also joined Disney's live-action Mulan, so that's awesome, and they're going to join up with the previously announced Donnie Yen that we talked about, so man, great additions for that for sure. I love it. It Chapter 2 is going to start shooting this July up in Toronto, so we're finally getting closer. I can't wait for It Chapter 2. Kristen Bell is set to lead a new musical comedy that will be called Fantasy Camp, which follows a failed junior high school drama teacher attending a performing arts festival. Hey, man, make it funny. It's all that matters. Broad City is set to end after season 5. That's right. Broad City is officially ending over on Comedy Central after its 5th season. So at least it was renewed for one more, but it will be the final. I never got into Broad City, but I heard really good things. Another pickup that I'm excited about, Netflix has renewed Marvel's Jessica Jones for a 3rd season. I love it. I really dug the second season that went on, and I'm glad to see that we're moving forward with a 3rd. Before I forget, speaking of Netflix, I've been binging the first half of the new Lost in Space on Netflix, and it is really, really good. I am really digging it. Try and take my time with it. Like I said, I traveled last week, so I watched a couple on the plane. And yeah, man, if you have a chance, you're looking for something good, you like sci-fi, definitely check out Lost in Space. We have some new Deadpool movie posters with Cable and Domino, so check those out. Randall Park. I love Randall Park. Dude is so great from Fresh Off the Boat. He's joined the Aquaman cast. That's right. They're doing some reshoots right now, and he's actually going to be playing Dr. Stephen Shin, who is a friend and mentor to Aquaman from his childhood. So pretty cool they're adding in another character, and I love Randall Park, so great addition. Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt have officially closed their deals for a Mad About You revival. That's right, they are going to do Mad About You again. It's just so crazy that we're just in this phase right now in Hollywood where we just want to keep bringing back all this old shit and just being like, it's new again, everybody. But there you go, Mad About You officially being revived. Wow. This is pretty cool news, though. James McAvoy and Bill Hader are in talks to join Jessica Chastain for It Chapter 2. Remember, Chapter 2 is going to be the little kids all grown up. And it's funny because Jessica Chastain was my number one pick to play the grown-up Bev. She has officially signed on. We are good to go there. And then on top of that, it's been pretty solid fan casting that James McAvoy, definitely Bill Hader, were going to be a couple of the people they'd want for those grown-up versions. And now they're in negotiations, and I'm sure it's going to probably go well, and I'm sure we'll probably get them. I can't wait to see who we get for all the characters, man. If this thing's gearing up to start filming in a couple months, we got to get our cast locked in. And I think James McAvoy, Bill Hader, Jessica Chastain is an amazing way to start. I am so stoked. Let's go, Chapter 2. I got another new trailer. This time it's for The Escape, starring Gemma Arterton. It's a new drama movie. I love Gemma Arterton so much, and I don't understand why she isn't in more stuff. She is just a great actress, and she's so gorgeous. So, yeah, she needs to do more stuff, man. Let's do this. Another Avengers Infinity War spot. This one is Spider-Man. I won't say the rest of it because it could be a spoiler, so check it out if you're interested. Let's see here. New Mutants. Remember, they're reshooting that one pretty much half the way. And one of the stars says, yeah, because they want to go full-fledged horror. So we're going to get a crazy horror X-Men movie, which is going to be pretty damn nuts. Disney's acquisition of Fox will likely close by summer of 2019. That's right, we're going to be 1 year away from the Mouse House taking over all of Fox, which is going to be great. And then we could finally get our X-Men and our Fantastic Four on the MCU. I'm so excited. Let's see here. What else do we got in the wheelhouse? Alrighty, so we got Steven Soderbergh. He sets this new film, Panama Papers, as his next film. The title may change, but currently titled Panama Papers is what he's looking at for his next thing. The Bad Boys spinoff, remember we've been talking about that one for a while. They're doing a pilot over at NBC with Gabrielle Union reprising her role from Bad Boys 2. Jessica Alba has joined the show, and it is officially titled LA's Finest. Kind of generic, if you ask me. So I guess she moves from Miami out to LA, and now she's part of LA's Finest. I guess you would have to get her out of Miami, right? Because then everybody would be waiting for Martin Lawrence or Will Smith to pop up every episode. So it makes sense, I guess. But I'm stoked for the show, though. I'll definitely check it out. LA's Finest. Netflix has renewed On My Block for a second season. We got another Infinity War spot, Thor versus Star-Lord. Check that out. Paramount Pictures has landed YA novel Aru Shah in The End of Time to be adapted. NCIS, Mark Harmon has signed a new deal to continue on with the hit drama, so he's not going nowhere. Kyle Chandler is joining George Clooney's Catch-22. Yes, as he's going to be, that's a new Hulu show. Catch-22, and I think George Clooney was actually supposed to be in the role, and he dropped out just to direct and produce it, so Kyle Chandler is jumping into that spot that Clooney was going to do. So going back to not only Mark Harmon signing on, but CBS has officially renewed NCIS for its 16th season. Wow, that is massive right there. We got a bunch of new Infinity War posters. So check those out. Congratulations to Gabriel Luna. He was awesome as Ghost Rider last season in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, now he is going to be in the new Terminator movie. That's right. The upcoming Tim Miller directed film is going to have Gabriel Luna as a new Terminator in it. We don't know if he's going to be good. We don't know if he's going to be bad. We don't know what he's doing, but we know he'll be a new model of Terminator in the film. Like I said, he was so good as Ghost Rider that I'm very happy to have him on board for this new Terminator film. I would love to see him come back as Ghost Rider, by the way, as well, too. I was hoping he'd get some kind of spinoff show, but maybe down the road we will see. Alrighty. Let's see here. What else we got? We got the team behind The Girl in the Spider's Web. The cast and crew discussed the sequel. We got a new video interview up that you can check out. Looking through some of these Stardust videos I posted. Check those out for show. Congratulations to Rampage, by the way. Since we didn't do a box office report last weekend, Rampage beat A Quiet Place to become the number one film. Rampage brought in $34.5 million in its opening weekend. Very nice there for Rampage. Donald Glover is set to host and perform as musical guest on an upcoming episode here of SNL in May. It's kind of funny when they did the advertisement for it, because it's like, hosted by Donald Glover, musical guest Childish Gambino. So I like the way they handled that one. Ed Sheeran is in talks to join the upcoming Danny Boyle and Richard Curtis music-themed comedy. Rampage opened last weekend also to $148 million worldwide. Very, very nice debut there. Sarah Silverman's I Love You America has been renewed for season 2 over on Hulu. In some sad news, R. Lee Ermey, star of Full Metal Jacket, he passed away at the age of 74. He was always that grizzled vet that seemed to pop up in a lot of those films. I always remember him as the coach from Saving Silverman. I loved him in that film. So rest in peace, thoughts and prayers to his friends and family. We have the first trailer for Hotel Artemis. This is a really cool trailer. I did a big reaction for this one on Stardust. Very much like John Wick and the Continental, right? Remember the Continental in John Wick? That was the hotel that had all the rules, and it was a place that hitmen could stay and not have to worry about getting killed. Well, Hotel Artemis feels like a take on that. Instead of a hotel, though, it is a hospital. It's labeled as a hotel, but it's actually a hospital for thieves that when they get hurt, right, they can't go to a normal hospital, so they go to Hotel Artemis. And it's the same thing. It's got rules and it's got conditions. Jodie Foster runs it. This is a stacked movie, man. Dave Bautista's in here. Jeff Goldblum, Sterling K. Brown. Just a lot of people. Sophia Boutella. I like it. I thought it was a really cool trailer. It's a cool concept. I like that they're taking kind of a spin on the Continental. And definitely check it out. It comes out in June. Hotel Artemis. And let's see here. Sorry, one sec. Passing through some notes that aren't relevant anymore. Now, last week was the ACM, the Country Music Awards. So, of course, we have the complete list of your winners from the ceremony. If you haven't heard yet and would like to check it out, it's on our Twitter and Facebook page. Check it out. Deadpool 2 tickets are officially on sale now, so get them while they're hot. Get them while they're hot. Ian Somerhalder, who just can't seem to do anything but vampire stuff, has just signed on for Netflix's new vampire show, V-Wars, based on the comic book V-Wars. Yeah, he's going to be a vampire again. That's all I can say about that. He was on, what was that CW show? The Vampire Chronicles, that's what he was on. So yeah, so he loves his vampires. We have your Fall TV Pilots 2018, the full list. So if you want to go through that and kind of check out all the new shows that are coming and going, see what you think you might want to take a look at next year, hop on that article and check it out. Carrie Coon, pretty cool, interesting news popped up that she's actually voicing Proxima Midnight in Avengers Infinity War. That's right. One of the members of the Black Order, she's doing a little bit of facial mocap along with the voice for Proxima Midnight. So very cool. I love Carrie Coon. Great on The Leftovers. She was on Fargo. She played Ben Affleck's sister in Gone Girl. Really cool actress. Great addition. It looks like we might not be getting those Mad Max Fury Road sequels anytime soon, as director Miller and Warner Brothers are in legal battles right now. Pretty crazy stuff. So we'll just see what goes from there. HBO has started production on a new John McCain documentary. Mr. Mercedes Season 2 is set to premiere on August 22nd, so look for that. We have a brand new Deadpool 2 trailer that dropped. It is the final trailer, and it is fantastic. That's right. I cannot wait for Deadpool. Definitely check out that final trailer. It's so good. Jason Clarke is in talks to star in the Pet Sematary remake that Paramount Pictures is doing. That's pretty awesome. I like Jason Clarke, man. He seems to have trouble finding those roles to get into, but I think that Pet Sematary would be a good one for him, so I am down. Joe Carnahan's new film, Boss Level, has been bought by Entertainment Studios. Remember, we've been talking about casting on this film for the last couple weeks. Joe Carnahan himself has even liked my tweets on his casting. And it's a new action thriller. Like I said, it's called Boss Level. It stars Mel Gibson, Frank Grillo, Naomi Watts, and a whole bunch more. Good to see a studio picking that one up, because I can't wait to see the final product of this. John Lithgow, Hugh Dancy, Reed Scott, and Paul Walterhauser are joining Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson in a new film called Late Night. Showtime and Bad Robot are producing James Corden's The Wrong Mans, which is a new pilot. It'll be a half-hour single-camera comedy called The Wrong Mans. So pretty big people behind it, Showtime and Bad Robot. I like it. Dear White People Volume 2, the new teaser trailer has dropped, and the show will debut on May 4th on Netflix. Amy Schumer could get in the ring as Christy Martin for a new boxing drama here soon. She's in talks for that. Domhnall Gleeson is also in talks to star in New Line's The Kitchen. This is the one that has Melissa McCarthy attached to it right now, so based on the Vertigo drama. The Danny Boyle and Richard Curtis music theme comedy starring Lily James is going to be dropping in fall of 2019. John Ridley and Jason Blum are adapting American Way comics. ABC has officially ordered the Goldberg spinoff set in the 90s. That's right, Tim Meadows. Yeah, that's right, it's the ladies' man. Tim Meadows, I love Tim Meadows in everything he does. Every little role he pops up in, Tim Meadows is the man. And, you know, about 2 months ago, the Goldbergs was on break. And they decided to air a pilot that they had shot for a spinoff, where it takes place at the high school that the kids go to now, but this time it takes place in the 90s. So it wouldn't have all the same kids, right? But you would still have the same gym teacher, and, you know, you'd have him as Tim Meadows as the principal. It was a really funny episode, and it actually made me bummed because at the time they said, we're not moving forward with this. We just wanted to show this episode for fun. But the episode did really, really well, and it tested very nicely, and they made the deals work, and now they have given it the green light. So ABC has ordered it. It will be set in the 90s, 1990-something, as the show kind of goes, and maybe that's what it will be called. Who knows? But, yeah, it will follow the hilarious teachers of William Penn Academy. So I love it, and I'm very stoked that ABC is doing this. In some other sad news, Harry Anderson, star of Night Court, he passed away at the age of 65. It's always sad to lose some of these legends that happened, man. So, very, very sad to hear. Black Lightning bosses address the Arrowverse references. That's right, because a couple episodes ago, they mentioned Supergirl and they mentioned Vixen. And we're like, oh crap, they're finally in the same universe. I guess not so fast, because they're saying they just did it as kind of a nod, a head nod, and just more of just to say it, which makes no sense to me, because if they're not in the same universe, why would they have said the name Supergirl? Why would they have said the name Vixen? So they know who those characters are in this world? It doesn't make any sense. Maybe it's different versions of those characters, I don't know, but for now, they're saying the shows are still not connected. Which is so dumb. So dumb. Congratulations to Steven Spielberg, who has officially become the first director to cross $10 billion at the worldwide box office. That is awesome, man. Congratulations. We have another Infinity War TV spot. We have the second official trailer for Hereditary, which looks really creepy, starring Toni Collette. Check that out. Another Infinity War spot. Check it out. I'm going to stop just reading the titles on them because I feel they give something away. How to Train Your Dragon 3. Yeah, it's coming. And they've given an official title to it. It's called How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. All right, The Hidden World. We'll see. I'm not too big of a fan of those movies, so I'm not too invested. Universal scoops up the rights to Jen Wang's The Prince and the Dressmaker. Kathy Yan is set to direct Margot Robbie in the DC's Birds of Prey movie. Now, I'm not saying the movie's going to be called Birds of Prey. They're referring to it as it's going to take its cues from it. This could be called anything. It could be called Harley. It could be called Gotham City Sirens. It could be called Birds of Prey. But the big thing is we have a director. We have a female director that she's been given. It sounds like they were going to start doing something with Suicide Squad 2 later in the year, but now they've shifted that back so they can make this movie first. I'm anxious to see where this goes. I'm anxious to see where the story brings us, what other characters we'll get. I'm happy, man. Let's do it. I'm waiting for that Harley Quinn film, so good to see. Congratulations, Kathy Yan. Directing Margot Robbie in the Harley Quinn solo spin-off movie Birds of Prey. We'll see where it goes from there. Amazon is adapting William Gibson's The Peripheral, based on the science fiction book. Nicole Kidman is attached to star in the adaptation of Meg Wolitzer's The Female Persuasion, based on the best-selling novel. We have Comedy Central. They announced their entire 2018 and 2019 development slate, so you can check that out if you're interested. Alex Garland's Annihilation is coming to digital and Blu-ray and DVD this May. Just wait for streaming. It's not very good. Another Infinity War spot. We got Everything Wrong with Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Everything Wrong with Atomic Blonde. So check those out. The Walking Dead finale ratings are the lowest since season 1. Ouch! Show's starting to lose its muster. Arrow has named Beth Schwartz as the new showrunner for season 7, so that's cool. Congratulations to getting a new showrunner moving forward. The little boy from A Quiet Place stars Noah Jupe, and he's going to be playing a young Shia LaBeouf in the new movie Honey Boy. Yes, he'll be one of the actors playing the young Shia. Netflix has picked up a new monster drama series called The Order. Steven Spielberg looks to be making his first DC Comics movie, and it will be Black Hawk. Now, don't ask me for more information than that, because of course Steven Spielberg would pick some random ass comic that nobody knows about and looks pretty damn cheesy in my opinion. But yeah, it is saying that he's looking to do this one, that either he will possibly direct it, if not, his company will produce it and he'll be heavily involved. So we'll see, man, but he's looking to jump into the DC game, even though it didn't look like he wanted anything to do with comic book movies. But I guess we're getting a Black Hawk movie. Hopefully we can get maybe Green Lantern and Flash before then. You know, like some mainstays of DC. Just saying. Kelly Clarkson, congratulations. She's going to host the 2018 Billboard Music Awards. So that is awesome. Star Wars Episode 9 may bring back a familiar face to help mentor Rey. So that's pretty cool there. Damien Chazelle's First Man is set to be more of an action thriller than an actual biopic film. So I like the sounds of that for sure. Amanda Seyfried is joining Milo Ventimiglia in The Art of Racing in the Rain. Remember, that's based on the 2008 best-selling novel by Garth Stein. Let's see here. This was a funny story that came out. The original ending to Rampage left The Rock threatening to quit. I'm going to say spoiler alert for a couple seconds here on Rampage, all right? If you haven't seen Rampage yet and you care, spoiler, fast forward the show about a minute, okay? All right, you've been warned, spoiler alert. So, in the movie, George does not die. But I guess in the original scripting, they did have George die in the film. And The Rock was reading the script and he got to that part and he said, no. He said, if you're going to kill off George, then I want nothing to do with this movie. And I'm going to leave. He was like, you can't make this connection between his character and George the whole film and then kill him off at the end. He's like, no, we need it to be a happy ending. We need to leave audiences on a happy note. So he made them change it. And I'm glad he did, because George is an awesome character. And leaving George alive at the end gives us possibilities for sequels. And it does make it a happy note, man. How could you end that film on him dying? That would have sucked. So, thank you, Rock, for sticking to your guns. We appreciate it. In some other casting news, Vin Diesel, congratulations. He'll be playing Xander Cage again as a fourth XXX movie has been greenlit. So, there you go, man. Now, I didn't mind the return of Xander Cage, the last movie that came out, but it was pretty cheesy, man. I mean, it was not what I was hoping for. I love the first XXX movie. Really, really love it. But man, you know, the third one was not what I was hoping for, especially for Vin's big comeback to the role. I'm hoping that the fourth movie, maybe with a different... I'm wrong. I was just going to say, maybe with a different director, but nope, DJ Caruso is returning to direct the fourth movie again. So we probably aren't going to get a better film, but you know what? It is a fun popcorn ride. I'll be there. I'll check it out. XXX, baby. Number 4 is on the way. Deadpool villain Ed Skrein signed on to play the villain in the upcoming Maleficent sequel. Obviously, is starring alongside Angelina Jolie. So that's awesome. We don't know who he's playing, but he'll be the villain in that. Jackie Chan and Constance Wu will lead the voice cast for Sony Animation's new film, Wish Dragon. We have the final trailer for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I love this trailer, man. It's got a lot of horror vibes. It looks scary. It looks fun. I'm really digging this Jurassic World trailer, so check that out if you haven't seen it yet. Once again, trailers, amiontheair.com, our official webpage. Click on the trailers tab, and you'll get it right there. All right. Stranger Things doing some more casting. They have added Cary Elwes, whoever the fuck he wants to pronounce his last name. He'll be playing the mayor of the town, and Jake Busey is also going to join the cast as a journalist with some questionable morals. Netflix's The Innocents gets an August release date, and a new trailer has dropped, so check that out if you're interested. Netflix has also announced its third German original series, The Wave. And on top of that, they've also announced their first Dutch series that's going to be going into production later this year. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom is half disaster movie, half horror flick. So I love the sound of the mix of that. We have we found out that Glow Season 2 is going to come back in June, and there's a pretty cool premiere date reveal video that they did with them lip-syncing to She's a Maniac, Maniac. I loved Glow, man. What a fun series on Netflix. So check out Season 2 in June. We have the first trailer for Anon, starring Amanda Seyfried and Clive Owen. This is coming to Netflix in May, and I think it looks really, really good. Very sci-fi, so check out the trailer for that if you're interested, but I think it looks really good. Netflix has announced the premiere dates, some premiere dates, and 7 original European series and more, so check out that article to see all the details and all the Netflix stuff. Idris Elba, speaking of Netflix again, Idris Elba is set to star in a new Netflix comedy series called Turn Up Charlie, which he'll be playing a struggling DJ turned nanny in an 8-episode series. Turn Up Charlie! I like it. This sounds great. Josh Groban and Sarah Bareilles are set to host the 2018 Tony Awards. Steven Spielberg says that Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom has a deliciously scary third act. Ooh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Sci-Fi has granted a series order to the Russo Brothers' Deadly Class adaptation. I know our boy Friggins is excited about this, although he's not happy it's on the Sci-Fi channel. I agree with you, Fred. This does sound pretty cool, but Sci-Fi is a rough one to go on, man. I wish this was on Showtime or Cinemax or something else. Of course, it is based on the Image Comics graphic novel. All right, CBS has renewed multiple shows. They've renewed 11 shows. Criminal Minds is still in limbo, though. No decision has been made. They seem to do this every year with Criminal Minds. They don't know what to do. They're like, let's just leave them hanging on Criminal Minds. I feel like every year we get to this point and I start...
That's driving us over. So fun. So you're actually slinging with us?
Stupid ads. So every year when we talk about renewals and cancellations, CBS always leaves Criminal Minds hanging over there. But they picked up 11 of its series for the 2018 and 2019 season ahead of next month's upfront presentations. So coming back for another year, officially renewed, are... I'll miss these. All right, coming back for another year are Blue Bloods, Bull, Hawaii 5-0, Madam Secretary, MacGyver, NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans, Survivor, The Amazing Race, 48 Hours, 60 Minutes. They've also previously announced that they picked up Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, NCIS, SEAL Team, and SWAT. So there you go. So Criminal Minds still in the bubble. The other shows that have not been officially been given a decision on yet are Kevin Can Wait, Life in Pieces, Scorpion, Man with a Plan, Superior Donuts, Living Biblically, Elementary, and Code Black. So there you go, man. We will, of course, always keep you informed with what's going on with renewals and cancellations right here on the show. Tina Fey and Amy Schumer are set to host the final 2 episodes of SNL Season 43. That's awesome. Nicki Minaj will be the musical guest for the Tina Fey episode. I love it. Because I love it. Edgar Ramirez, he's joined Jungle Cruise. That's right, the new Disney movie with The Rock. He's going to be a villain up on the ship, on the jungle, on the cruise. But yeah, Edgar Ramirez is great, man, he, especially as a villain. So I'd like to see him added with The Rock and Emily Blunt there. So we know Colin Trevorrow is coming back to direct Jurassic World 3, and he says that the third movie is going to be a science thriller. That's right. He says that the final installment will be closer to the original Jurassic Park film, but a science thriller is what they're calling it. This Close has been renewed over on Sundance. I'm so excited about this news. Paramount Pictures, along with F. Gary Gray, are going to be bringing Mask to the big screen. I'm so damn stoked about this. Mask was one of my favorite toys to play with as a kid. It was this awesome tactical team. that had vehicles that transformed, and they were super secret spies, so they had these awesome masks on, and I loved it. And Mask was something that I've said since I was a little boy, man, what a cool movie this would make. And we are in 2018, and we have the technology, and Hasbro, let's do this, let's make an awesome Mask movie. F. Gary Gray is possibly going to direct this thing. He did great with the last Fast and Furious movie. He knows how to do action. I think this is all great. Give me Mask. Give me now. Let's do this. If Netflix's Lost in Space gets a season 2, it will have a time jump. So that's pretty cool there. It should get a season 2. Everybody I know that's watching it likes it. Lorne Michaels is set to make Baby Nurse through Universal Pictures. So that's his latest film that he's producing. Baby Nurse. Baby Nurse. Claire Danes confirms that season 8 of Homeland will be her last, and it sounds like from Showtime people that that will also make the show its last season. So it looks like Homeland will end after season 8. Definitely Claire Danes is done, but it sounds like the show is done as well. The Hunt is officially coming from Damon Lindelof. Yes, it's a new thriller movie. Mary Shelley will be the subject of Nat Geo's Genius Season 3, which will be coming in 2019. We have the first official trailer for The Equalizer 2. Yes, Denzel's back in The Equalizer 2, and it's a really good trailer, so definitely check that one out. Let's see here. We have the first poster for the new Halloween movie. Looks pretty creepy. Pretty creepy. Gillian Flynn's Utopia has been greenlit by Amazon Studios. They're going to do a straight-to-series order, a 9-episode series from award-winning writer Gillian Flynn. She, of course, did Gone Girl. I'm anxious to see what this Utopia thing is about. She has another new show called Sharp Objects, which is based on another one of her books that's coming to HBO this summer. The Gong Show. Yes, Mike Myers is returning as host Tommy Metlin when The Gong Show returns for season 2 on June 21st. Jesse Plemons. He's also landed a villain role in Jungle Cruise, man. We just talked about Edgar Ramirez, and now we got Jesse Plemons up in this bitch facing off against The Rock. So, couple really strong villains here, man. I like it. Taron Egerton, who, of course, from the Kingsman movies, he's officially set to play Elton John. That's right, in the new film Rocket Man. So, very cool casting there. Let's see. Michelle Williams is joining Julianne Moore in the After the Wedding remake. Tyne Daly is joining the cast of the Murphy Brown revival over at the CBS. David Leitch. We're back to David Leitch again. We just talked about him earlier, officially signing on to direct The Rock and Jason Statham in that Fast and Furious spinoff. Well, now he is set to direct Jessica Chastain and Jake Gyllenhaal in the video game adaptation of The Division. That's right. He is going to direct them in The Division. You know what? I'm stoked on a Division movie. I think Jake Gyllenhaal and Jessica Chastain are fantastic, and that's great additions. I think David Leitch is the perfect director for this. It's going to be a while, though, before we get this, because you know, once again, he's going to make The Rock movie next, the Fast and Furious spinoff. And then, if they're working on an Atomic Blonde 2, is he not going to want to do that? So, who knows where his... what about if they do Deadpool 3 and they want him to come back for that? So, I don't know where The Division is going to fall on the template here, but... he's on board right now to do it. The Nee brothers are set to direct Masters of the Universe. That's right, the He-Man movie for Sony Pictures. Now, I know nothing about the Nee brothers. I've never even heard of these two, but they have signed on to direct the big screen version of He-Man Masters of the Universe. Congratulations to Guillermo del Toro, who signed a new deal with DreamWorks Animation. That's right, he signed a multi-year exclusive deal to write, produce, and direct animated family films. Let's see here. We have the first teaser trailer for season one of Safe, the new Michael C. Hall show that's coming to Netflix. I love Michael C. Hall. Dexter is one of my all-time favorite shows, and he's in a new crime thriller called Safe that starts next month on Netflix. And yeah, his daughter goes missing, and he tries to find her. So I'm on board. Let's do it. Amazon has picked up 000, starring Andrea Riseborough, Dane DeHaan, and Gabriel Byrne. It'll be an 8-part TV miniseries. Michelle Yeoh and Selena Lowe are joining Joe Carnahan's Boss Level. Man, this movie does not stop adding people to it. It's crazy. Angry Birds 2 is moving forward, and they've announced the returning cast and some new cast members like Leslie Jones and Sterling K. Brown have joined the movie. Sophia Lillis, a star of the movie It, she was the young Bev. She's now signed on to star in Nancy Drew in The Hidden Staircase. So very cool there. Potential new franchise. We'll see where it goes. I'm pretty bummed about this, but Starz has canceled Ash vs. the Evil Dead. That's right. After 3 seasons, Starz has pulled the plug. And this season will end here. It might be this Sunday will be the last episode. And that will now be the series finale. So, bummer, man. It is a bummer, because you know that they probably did not film the episode to be a finale, and now it's got to force it to be. I love Ash vs. the Evil Dead, but I guess ratings are dropping, and they decided not to move forward, and that is a bummer. So, thank you everybody involved for one of the best shows on TV. I love Ash vs. the Evil Dead. It's always a pain and hurts to see something like that canceled. Stephen King's The Tommyknockers remake that's coming. Universal Pictures has picked up the rights to that. So that will be coming from Universal Pictures. Oh, man. Groovy, baby. The Netflix show 7 Seconds that debuted last month has been canceled. It will not be returning. Netflix has announced that there will be no second season. Avengers Infinity War is top Fandango's survey of the most anticipated summer movies. No shit. Shocker. John Carpenter will officially provide the score for the new Halloween movie. This is something we've all been assuming, but he's never said 100% if he is or isn't. But now he has said it, so that is awesome right there, man. We got an article up with Tina Fey talking about 30 Rock reboot rumors, Muppet Babies prequel twist, and a bunch more, so check that out. Swedish DJ Avicii was found dead at the age of 28. He did the songs Wake Me Up, You Make Me. Don't know how he died, but it sounds like he was addicted to some stuff. So, unfortunate. Age of 28, he's got some big hits behind him. Very, very sad once again. Another Conjuring Universe film has been set for release date in summer of 2019. So it looks like we'll be continuing the Conjuring Universe. Grey's Anatomy has officially been renewed for season 15. Man, the show will not stop. Will not stop. We have Everything Wrong with The Shape of Water. So check that out. We have the brand new second trailer for Life of the Party, starring Melissa McCarthy. This trailer is really funny, by the way. I really, really dug it. The trailer for Blindspotting, starring Davey Deegs. So lots of cool trailers have dropped in the last couple weeks, so check those all out, like I said. July 3rd, 2019 will be the actual release date for the untitled Conjuring Universe film, so it doesn't sound like it's Conjuring 3. Sounds like it might be another spinoff of another character. Maybe that will be the creepy one from The Conjuring 2 that the Nun movie should have been about. But that's just my say. Netflix's Witcher series could premiere in 2020. They're really trying to push ahead and get this thing out. Wendy McClendon Covey is in talks for What Men Want. She'll be joining with Taraji P. Henson for the gender-swapped remake of What Women Want. So, I love Wendy, man. She's great on The Goldberg. She was great on Reno 911. I love her. So good to see that she's in talks for that. She actually retweeted this tweet, by the way, directly as well. So love her for that. Got a new Supergirl poster up, and it officially shows Mon-El fully suited up. So there you go. You can finally see Mon-El in his damn outfit. It only took 2 seasons. Jesus. Oh, and more sad news, man. I've had to talk about a lot of deaths on this episode. Really sucks. But Austin Powers actor Vern Troyer, you know, Mini-Me, he passed away at the age of 49. He's been in pretty bad health over the last month, and unfortunately, I hate to say, you know, I wasn't shocked to see his name come out like this, but, you know, we'll always love the great stuff he did in the Austin Powers movies. He was so awesome as Mini-Me. You know, watched him on The Surreal Life, and, you know, it's always sad, man, 49, so shout out, you know, all the friends and family, loved ones, you know, rest in peace, Vern Troyer. Okay, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of it now. We got Brad Bird talking about how he brought The Incredibles 2 to life and what went into all doing all of that. And then, yeah, Incredibles 2, man, I'm so stoked. Check out that second trailer if you haven't seen it yet. Alrighty, so Amazon has acquired Ewan McGregor and Christina Aguilera sci-fi film Zoe, which was filmed at the Tribeca Film Festival. It was screened out there, so good to see Amazon pick it up. Congratulations to A Quiet Place, which returned to first place at the domestic box office, barely beating out Rampage by $1 million. That is crazy. But Rampage continues to win worldwide. We got a really cool article up with Kevin Feige talking about the Marvel Universe from Infinity War and beyond. Got the new Skyscraper poster up starring The Rock. Really cool poster. I like the Skyscraper one. We have the teaser trailer for HBO's Sharp Objects based on Gillian Flynn novel starring Amy Adams. So that's coming to HBO this summer like we talked about earlier. But the teaser trailer just dropped. Got an interview up with Avengers Infinity War screenwriters Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely. So they talk about some really cool stuff. So check that out. The Witcher TV series that we talked about earlier, trying to get it out by 2020. It looks like it'll be 8 action-packed hour-long episodes. So there you go. They've already written the pilot, and they'll write the other 7 with the writer's room. Let's see here. Kevin Feige also said that the Spider-Man Homecoming sequel will take Peter Parker back to Europe. So that's pretty cool there. Get him out of New York for a little bit, right? We've got some more Infinity War TV spots. A new Doom movie is reportedly in development, but it will probably be straight to video and it'll have nothing to do with the other movie that The Rock was in. We got some new character posters for the Solo movie. And Kevin Feige also says that the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming will be a return to normal life following the cosmic events that Spider-Man went through in Avengers 4. Kevin Feige also went on to state that an Eternals movie is definitely possible. So it's either in current development or it might be soon, but that is definitely something that they're looking at. Congratulations to shows The Last OG and Search Party. They've both been renewed over by TBS. Westworld Season 2 premiered last night, and its ratings are slightly down from where Season 1 opened up, even though it was really great buzz for the second season. I can't wait to get into this. It just was on too late last night, and my wife had to go to bed, and she wants to see it too. So maybe tonight we will see. Fast and Furious is getting an animated TV series over at Netflix. That's right, an animated Fast and Furious on Netflix. We also have the first official trailer for Crazy Rich Asians. That's right, it's a big deal. Check out the trailer. And last but not least, I would like to send out a congratulations to my boy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as he just welcomed his new baby girl, his daughter, Tiana Gia. Yes, that's right. They another beautiful baby girl. The Rock tweeted it out this morning, and congratulations on that. Nothing like having a beautiful baby girl. And that's my beautiful baby girl that tells you that in intro and outro of every Am I on the Air episode each week. So congratulations to The Rock on the birth of his daughter Tiana Gia. Very awesome. Welcome to the world, princess. All right, let's switch gears on over to our box office and our release dates, and we will wrap this baby up. We kept it right at that hour mark. Woohoo! All right, so here we go. Let's wrap this baby up with our box office stuff and release dates. So out on DVD and Blu-ray tomorrow will be Maze Runner, The Death Cure, Hostiles, Paddington 2, and Den of Thieves. I love Den of Thieves, by the way. I bought it on digital a couple weeks ago, and really worth checking out. And there's a new unrated cut, too. So, in theaters this Friday, there's only one movie coming out. It's this little film called Avengers Infinity War. I don't even know if anybody's going to see it. It's probably going to tank. But, you know, just saying, in case you're looking for something to watch this weekend, they'll buy your tickets now. These things are filling up like hotcakes. Avengers Infinity War, man. 18 films. 19 films, with this one included, in the MCU. Speaking of it, counting down to it, I'm going to be doing a Marvel Cinematic Universe countdown as we get up to Infinity War this week over on my Stardust. So, if you go to Stardust, just search my name, Don Mega. Check it out. I'm going to be doing a countdown. I'm going to be doing reaction videos, counting down from 18 to number 1 of my top Marvel Cinematic Universe films before Infinity War drops, because I'm sure Infinity War is probably going to be number 1 by a landslide. But how do the other 18 rank? You will find out on Stardust, so check it out. I'm looking forward to popping that out. They will start going up today. And let's do box office. Coming in number 10 is Isle of Dogs with 3.4 mil. Number 9 is Traffic with 3.9 million. Number 8 is Black Panther with 4.6. Number 7 is Blockers with 7 million. Number 6 is Ready Player One with 7.5. Number 5 is Truth or Dare with 7.9. Here's where a couple debuts come in. Number 4 is Super Troopers 2 with 14.7. Number 3 is I Feel Pretty with 16.2. Number 2 is Rampage. Yes, it fell to the number 2 spot with 21 million, but a very solid second week. And A Quiet Place goes back to number 1 with 22 mil. So you can see 22 mil for A Quiet Place, 21 for Rampage. Only split by $1 million. That's crazy. But congratulations to A Quiet Place jumping back in that number 1 spot. Enjoy it while you can, because next weekend it's going to be 200 million plus just in America for Infinity War. Well, my friends, that will do it for us here tonight. I am so thankful that you joined me on this ride. We kept it right at that hour mark, and for getting through 2 weeks worth of stuff, I'm pretty impressed. So once again, check out our official webpage, amiontheair.com. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. You can follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. You can follow me on Twitter directly at DXDonMega. Like I said, you can follow me on Stardust at Don Mega, DonMega. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Download, rate, and subscribe. Please leave a comment. I would love it. So if you do iTunes, definitely hit it up there. We are available to download on Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play Music. We are all over your streaming platform, so look for us everywhere there. We're available on Instagram. Look at all the cool posters we post. Just follow Am I on the Air on Instagram. And, of course, shout out to our great affiliates at RedDragonsRadio.com. Follow on Twitter at RedDragonsRadio. It's a one-stop shop hub, baby. There's a lot of cool podcasts on there. If you love podcasting, head on over to RedDragonsRadio.com and take a look at all the other great podcasts next to ours right there. Just click on the different tabs and check them all out. If you follow Red Dragons Radio on Twitter, you'll always know what's going down when new episodes drop with all the great podcasts. I think that'll do it for me, man. That is weird. Like I said, we're broadcasting live here on Monday, April the 23rd. I thank you so much for listening. I hope you all have a great week. And on this next episode, we'll get down with some Avengers, baby. We'll tell you how all about it. Non-spoiler, but we'll have to put out another episode that will definitely be spoilers on. So, hope you all have a great week. It's going to be a long one till we get to Friday and we can get into our Infinity War. So, until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!